Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, a word for the new year. We aren't the first generation to have a plethora of words available. Everyone talks as though the word of the Lord is as common as a TV commercial. I hear people at my work talking every once in a while about how so-and-so said such-and-such about this and that from their spirit. And when the spirit word is used, the S word, there's usually a hush. And everyone listens with awe to the word. Well, some of these words out there are flat-out contradictions of the truly inspired word found in your Bible. Others are promises of wonderful things that are going to happen. Some are simply scriptures themselves, and not mysterious at all. In other words, some things never changed. Remember Micaiah, the only man who spoke for God in the midst of a crowd of prophets? His story is told twice, 2 Kings 22, 2 Chronicles 18. He never once had a good thing to prophesy about King Ahab. The other guys did, though. Positive thinkers all, and ones who valued their skin, they told Ahab how he would prosper against the Syrians, to the point that their army would be totally destroyed. They encouraged Micaiah, for unity's sake, I'm sure, to make his voice sound just like theirs. And so he did. In biting sarcasm that even the king understood, he sang the chorus of peace and prosperity to the wicked king. Challenged by that lying monarch, Micaiah then told the truth, not only about the coming battle, but about the lying spirit inside the multitude of his prophets. For this, the true man of God was put in prison, to be fed only bread and water until the king returned. Good thing God intervened, because Ahab never did come back from that battle. Yes, and every church schoolboy knows the story of Elijah versus the hundreds of prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. Again, one man, speaking truth, carried the day while the religious crowd was wrong as sin. But if there ever was a word against the words of our day, it's found in the prophecy of sad but true Jeremiah in chapter 23:16, following. Though he was the only quotable word of God in his neighborhood, he was surrounded by people who quoted themselves and called it the word of the Lord. Listen to this in verse 16. Thus says the Lord of hosts. Now, this is a real word. Do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. Behold, he says in verse 32, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Yet I did not send them or command them. So when these people, or the prophet or the priest, ask you, saying, what is the oracle or the word of the Lord? And you shall say to them, what oracle? That is, you're expressing interest in the secret word. I will even forsake you, says the Lord. You see, because the word of God's already been spoken to this evil generation that we live in now, we don't need your word, sir or ma'am. Unless it's from the scripture, of course. And if it is, why not just say that, rather than being puffed up in your own pride that somehow you have this channel open to heaven that's been denied to the rest of us? I imagine the ratio of false to true prophets is about the same today. Hundreds and hundreds speaking from their own spirits, and one or two listening to God and speaking His word to our generation. Yet the thousands prosper because they're forever forgiven, even when blatantly false, by a church that has a growing itch in the ear regions. Imagine, if you can, from images you've seen on TV, a gathering of these prophets. Then imagine something you've never seen. Imagine a man with a Bible opened to 1 Corinthians, trying to use the Apostle Paul's own regulations on their utterances. I hear cries of legalist, Pharisee. But this Paul follower would calmly suggest, yes, Paul was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, but saved by grace and given by that same grace the very words of God for my and for every generation of God's church. But of course, like Paul said, anyone who wants to be ignorant, that's his choice. Why is the written word so despised? Was it not a spirit word at one time? Is it not still? Is it not sufficient for our generation? Aye, and more than sufficient. Who has obeyed all of the words of Jesus and the apostles? Who is even close? But these truths must be dug out with great effort. God's guidance for the circumstances we face. Yes, this we need. No, they're not in Scripture. But the Scripture principles that give us the light on our pathway, these were being followed with great success long before your word, friend, if you are a friend. And if you are not, God has a word for you, but I shall not utter it here. Well, a New Year's resolution, then, for God's people. Glasses of new wine raised high. Oh, that we would hear this resolution. If God does not say it, I don't want to hear it. Amen? Amen. Thank you for listening. For a written copy of what you've just heard, go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio. From the main page, just type in Chosun or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up, and then click on the word weblog. Also on that page, you'll be able to access written and audio Bible teachings and a lot of information about North Korea. Maybe you'd like to subscribe to the weekly North Korea newsletter from Seoul, USA. Just go to baekjeong.com, baekjeong.com, and where it says subscribe to Baekjeong Weekly by email, just click right there. Please pray with me that God would have His way there in North Korea, but also in our lives, in our nation, as we enter this new year, and in your life, and in mine. Amen.